looking at the impact of the program as an average across villages is rather meaningless. Because you see, depending on the structure, on the social structure, the impact is very different.
Welcome to Vox Dev Talks. My name is Tim Phillips. Relationships between groups are vital in village economies, but do these social structures affect the success of development policies? If resources are delivered by someone from the community, will the social relationship between that agent and the people who could benefit from the success of the intervention matter? Well, a group of economists recently performed an experiment on just this topic in Uganda that may have an important implication for how we deliver development policy in future. Oriana Bandiera of the London School of Economics was one of the researchers, and she joins me today. Oriana, welcome to Vox Dev Talks.
Hello, Tim.
Now, what was this experiment? It was an agricultural extension program, wasn't it? How did you plan it?
So this is a standard agricultural extension program, as there are many in this type of countries, because most of the poor are engaged in agriculture and agriculture is very low productivity. And so this is a standard agricultural extension program where people are taught modern techniques and where they're given improved seeds. So the combination of these techniques with the seeds should improve productivity.
And you were investigating how social structures alter the success of this intervention. What are the social structures that you're investigating? Is it between individuals or between groups?
Actually, we look at both. So originally, we started thinking about these issues because there is a lot of, in economics, a lot of interest in understanding whether people favor people that they are tied to. And this is normally difficult to assess because if you are tied to a person, you are different than somebody who's not tied to that person. Just to make the example concrete, in this setting, some productive farmers were given the task of implementing the agricultural extension program. So in each village, one farmer was given this task. So if you compare the farmers who know this, let's call it delivery agent, to those who don't, you can't really get the impact of the ties because this set of farmers are different. So at the same time, you cannot randomize friendship. Okay, we can't make things, people become friends at random. But we found a way around it, which is the following. We asked our partner organization, BRAC, to choose two delivery agents instead of one. And we measured the ties between both delivery agents and the farmers. And then we chose a delivery agent randomly out of the two. So this gives us two groups of farmers who are identical ex ante because they're both connected to somebody who could potentially be a delivery agent. But then ex post, only one group is connected. And so that allows us to measure the causal effect of connections. But the design gave us something else that we normally do not observe, which is the identity of a counterfactual agent, that is somebody else who could have done the job and ended up not doing it. Now, this person always exists because there's always more than one candidate for the job, but we rarely observe who they are.
Now, these kind of experiments, they have been tried before, haven't they? Looking at the effects of these social ties. What's different about the way that you structured this that can tell us more?
So I think the causality, you know, the fact that we randomize the identity of the delivery agent, having measured the ties between farmers and other potential agents before, is really the novelty of the design. And then the byproduct of this is the fact that we know the identity of two potential agents. And so we can study the relationship between them and how that affects the delivery of the program.
So what's got a bigger effect, Oriana? Is it group ties or ties between individuals?
So in a way, group ties dominate because what we find is that when you're connected to the delivery agent, you're more likely to receive the program. And this is a good thing because we prove elsewhere that the program is very successful in increasing productivity. However, when the two agents belong to the same group, this favoritism disappears. So group ties, you know, trump individual ties. Individual ties only matter if the two agents, the two big farmers, are not in the same group.
And how big was the overall impact that you observed here?
I think actually this paper shows that looking at the impact of the program as an average across villages is rather meaningless. because you see, depending on the structure, on the social structure, the impact is very different. In villages where the two agents are rivals, let's say, belong to rival groups, and where the delivery agent has a lot of ties, that's where he delivers the program to more people. But at the same time, he doesn't choose the people with the highest returns. So we see a much larger adoption, but on average, the effect on consumption and profits are the same.
Now, when you have a delivery agent's preference with people for social ties, what's going on there? Is the delivery agent picking people with social ties out of a feeling of empathy, or is it because they could earn a commission from it? People with closer social ties are more likely to do business with them.
So this is the key question, really, to interpret the effect of social ties, because you can imagine it can go both ways, right? You can know your social ties better, so it might be more productive to target them because you know what makes them click, you know what they don't understand, you know what they need. Mm. Or you might want to target your social ties because you can get a kickback from them. In this setting, we find evidence on the latter, because we show that actually the delivery agent is better off when he has more social ties and when he's not connected to the other agent. So that suggests that he's getting a kickback, that his wealth increases more than it's predicted to. And also, we don't find that he targets the poorest farmers, so he's not using any superior information. And finally, we find that at the margin, the profit of the farmers that he treats are lower than the profits of other treated farmers. So in theory, he could swap one of his friends for one of his non-friends and increase productivity.
You did say that when we're estimating average impacts, that can be meaningless. Does this result also mean that when we translate an RCT result that may be successful and then we scale that up, we assume the external validity and we scale that up to a more large scale intervention, we might overestimate what that impact is going to be?
Well, certainly we underestimate the variation of the impact, and we certainly underestimate the importance of the implementation for the success of the program. Mm. So I think what this paper shows is that the identity of the implementing agents, as well as their relationship with others in the community, is key to understand the success of the program. So it's not as much that we underestimate the mean, I think we underestimate the variance.
I see. So if we turn that round then, if we wanted to scale up successfully, should we be using ideas like this to find the right delivery agents to deliver the policies, and that will mean that they're more likely to be successful?
Well, there are other motives that people have to do things, and one of them is clearly to be paid. So all these programs are normally relying on the goodwill of community members. Mm. So these extension agents are not paid for the job that they do. In other work, a long time ago, we showed that when people have monetary incentives, all these social issues kind of play less of a role. So I think a professionalization of the delivery of development programs would go a long way to eliminate this unpredictable heterogeneity.
Well, let's see if that happens. It's certainly very interesting as a result, and it could certainly be extremely important. So, Oriana, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Now, the paper we've been talking about, if you want to read about it in more detail, is called Development Policy Through the Lens of Social Structure. And there's a big long list of authors here. Oriana Bandiera, Robin Burgess, Erica De Serrano, Ricardo Morel, Imran Razul, and Munshi Suleiman. This has been a VoxDev Talk. If you enjoyed it, subscribe on your podcast platform. You will never miss an episode. And of course, you can always find past episodes at voxdev.org.